Scene Mom says, welcome to the new podcast from former Phoenix radio host Danny Cutler. Each week, bringing you independent music, industry news, the occasional interview, and other fun segments. Let's get to it. Says hello and welcome to episode 4. That was The Darts and Underground off of their most recent EP, Love Tsunami. I miss those ladies. I know they tour all over the world all the time, so the next time they are in my area, I'm definitely going to have to make sure to catch them. Hope you're all doing well and you had a good week. Last week was a pretty good one for me. I had an interview, which is going to air on the show next week. And my LLC became official in Massachusetts. The transition from desert to the Northeast is complete. I've also been working very hard revamping my website, and you can check it out if you want to at DannyCutler.com. Learn a little bit more about what I do other than bringing you this show every week. And speaking of the show, I've got another good one lined up for you on this last day of January 2024. I, of course, have some music news, some music history, marketing tips, and some good news to make you go, aw. And I also have a few new releases to share with you. So let's get back to the music with a new song that covers both Arizona and Massachusetts bases. This is a new song from Canyons and Locusts, and it is called So All the Way.
It's true what they say.
was new music from Luxtherial and Sharon. And before that was the latest single from Canyons and Locusts, So All the Way. And you can find links to all the bands that are featured in the show notes. Scene Mom says it is time for some music news. Want to play in a tiny desk concert? NPR announced that the popular contest is back, and it is also the 10th anniversary of the very popular series. Not only will the 2024 winner play a tiny desk concert, be interviewed on All Things Considered, and go on tour with NPR Music, they will also be paired with a mentor in the industry who will help them navigate their music journey. There's more. For the first time this year, the contest is introducing a fan favorite vote. Later this spring, contest judges will share their favorite entries as part of the annual Tiny Desk Contest Top Shelf series on YouTube, and then artists and fans will be able to cast a vote for their favorite among those selections. And there's more. This year, the Tiny Desk Contest On the Road Tour is going to visit Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Seattle, Petula, California, Atlanta, Austin, Chicago, Brooklyn, New Orleans, and Philadelphia. In most of these cities, contest artists local to the area are going to open the show. The winner will also be featured at two festivals this summer, Celebrate Brooklyn and, for the first time, the Millennium Park Summer Music Series in Chicago. Now, the entry deadline is February the 21st, and yes, I will have a link to this in the show notes so that you can get all the details and how to submit your Tiny Desk concert. And in the video rumor mill, TikTok could be preparing to increase video uploads to 30 minutes. The social app is very popular with artists and musicians, and TikTok has really been trying to take on YouTube when it comes to video. The length increase has followed TikTok's December In the Mix concert, which streamed live and included sets from acts such as Cardi B and Anita. A record 33.5 million viewers reportedly tuned in on TikTok, and an hour-long special came out after that featuring highlights from the shows subsequently arrived on Hulu and Disney+. Now, where it might affect how popular mainstream musicians use TikTok, I wonder if it's going to make a difference in how indie artists use it. All right, that is your music news this week. If you have any feedback or other thoughts, you can always shoot me an email, scenemomsays@gmail.com. Let's get back to the music. I have more new music to share with you now. Here is the new single from Chrome Rhino off of their upcoming album, Scene Mom Says, Let's Become Interstellar Runaways.
Now I'm sure you can admire. Yesterday we discovered fire. Stella Runaway.
Late nights, come home. I am trying to keep my head above the water. I see you dragging us to shore, and when we're there, I promise I'll take care of you. Won't you feel much better coming over to my place? I've been dreaming about the day that you let me lead the way. You haven't had a day off. Let me take your shoes off. Far too long now. I'll take the lead. You don't have to be the one to save me. I could save you too. And won't you feel much better coming over to my place? I've been dreaming about the day that you let me lead the way. I would feel much better once you hand over the reins. 'Cause you have. Cause you haven't had a day off. Let me take your shoes off.
You're listening to the Scene Mom Says podcast. Want to submit music? Email scenemomsays@gmail.com.
slipping out my hands as my life is rushing by the way.
That was Arizona trio The Joeys and The Desert Waits for Me. Before that, the new single from LA band Ty Key and Much Better. And you also heard the new single from Chrome Rhino called Interstellar Runaway. They are planning a vinyl release show on March the 1st out in Phoenix. I can't wait to get my hands on their vinyl. They are such a great band, but hearing them in vinyl, I have their first album on vinyl, and it is, I mean, chef's kiss. Wonderful. Links to all the bands will be in the show notes, of course, and please make sure you check them out and follow them on social media, too. All right, Scene Mom Says it's time for some moments in music history this week. On January 29th of 2001, a New York-based data company issued a chart listing sales of posthumous albums. The idea came about after radio stations wanted to distinguish between proper recordings when the artists were alive and CDs released after they died. Mike Shalit, founder of SoundScan, said there was only one problem, what to call the chart. Yeah, it's a little morbid. The top five chart had The Doors at number 5, Eva Cassidy at 4, Jimi Hendrix at 3, Bob Marley at 2, and Tupac at number 1. On January 30th of 1969, the Beatles with Billy Preston played their infamous lunchtime rooftop gig on the top of the Apple Building on Savile Row in London. Lasting for just over 40 minutes, it was the last time the Beatles performed live. They played Get Back, Don't Let Me Down, I've Got a Feeling, The One After 909, and Dig a Pony. Traffic was brought to a standstill as crowds of people gathered below and watched from windows in nearby buildings. John Lennon ended the performance by saying, "I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves, and I hope we pass the audition." On February the 3rd of 1986, Dire Straits were at number 1 over in the UK album charts with their 5th studio album, Brothers in Arms. With 10 weeks at number 1, the album is the 7th best-selling album in the UK chart history, and it won 2 Grammy Awards in 1986. Also won Best British Album at the 1987 Brit Awards. Brothers in Arms also spent 9 weeks at number 1 on the Billboard 200 in the US and 34 weeks at number 1 over in Australia on the Australian album chart. All right, that is your music history for the week of January 29th through February 3rd. Scene Mom says it's time for some more new music. Here's the latest from sibling duo Dorsten and Vernazza.
Stars, but I caught them all. Think that it's fine, I guess it will do. It's true, it's true. It's weird that I'm turning 20 or so. Don't know how I feel about it. Where is my youth? My youth, my youth. shine in my eye.
Vermont artist Brianna Elaine with Do You Hear Me Now? And before that, we had Norston with Vernazza. I'm trying to do it with an Italian accent. I can't do it. All right. It is time for your marketing promotion tip of the week. Get out and network in person. Yes, sure, it's one thing to be all over social media pushing your music, but how are you going to know if you want to collaborate with other artists if you don't get out there? If you find a band in your area that you like, go and see them perform. Meet them. Start a relationship. It's also a great way to meet venue owners so that you can hopefully introduce your music to them, which could result in more gigs. You can also attend festivals for the same reason. If there's a music component involved, which most festivals now, food, whatever, art, craft, they have a music component to them. People are engaging on social media less and less, so you have to go back to some old school forms of getting your music known. It's what I'm planning on doing once all these storms stop rolling through and I can get out again. People are going to remember you longer if they meet you in person versus your cute TikTok video online. Get out there and see what your scene has to offer. That was a sneak listen to the new single from Dutch Holly called Now. They will be releasing it at the end of February, but you can go and learn more about them now at the link in the show notes. All right, it is time for some good news. If you are getting on in years, like I am, you want to keep your mind sharp. At times, this is not easy to do, I can tell you from personal experience. Well, a new study published in the International Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry says that music should be considered part of a lifestyle approach to maintain the brain. Now, not just listening to music, but playing a musical instrument or singing, it could help keep the brain healthy in older age. Scientists at the University of Exeter observed their brain function data as part of a wider study that has been finding out how brains age and why people develop dementia. They looked at the effects of playing an instrument, singing, reading, and listening to music, and musical ability. The results showed that people who played musical instruments benefited the most, which may be because of the multiple cognitive demands of the activity. Playing the piano or keyboard appeared to be particularly beneficial, while brass and woodwind instruments were good too. Now, simply listening to music did not appear to help cognitive health overall. That doesn't mean you stop listening to music. The benefit seen with singing might be partly because of the known social aspects of being in a choir or a group, according to the researchers. Specifically, playing an instrument has a particularly big effect, and people who continue to play into an older age saw an additional benefit. Now that's definitely some good news. I love it. I'll have a link to this article in the show notes.
You got me feeling twisted on my knees and praying, feeling guilty, feeling dirty, feeling gross. You got me feeling used. Feel like a dirty dog about to get.
the Jungle and Dirty Dog. They are going to be playing House of Blues in Anaheim on February the 10th. And if you're in the area, I highly, highly recommend checking them out. And that is going to do it for episode 4 of Scene Mom Says. If you like what you hear, share the love with friends. And you can send any feedback, suggestions, music to scenemomsays@gmail.com. Thanks as always for listening, and you'll hear me again soon. You've been listening to the Scene Mom Says podcast. Intro outro music is Look Good for the Radio by Fairy Bones. Learn more about Danny and the show at dannycutler.com.